Jasmine.
Good evening.
Good evening, Hanok.
I believe Marcus came on as well. Is that correct?
I don't know.
Let me check. I was incorrect. So let's see what happens.
Okay.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa. Anna Bakoa. The Shura Jimmy Dano. And the summit that created the constellation Sheshet, which is the astrological sign of Sagittarius. Nagibor. Dorshe Yehudcha Kevala Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalad Yudkav Shem Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sidkatcha Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Sadikav Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tucha Nael Adaka Ketufet Ketunayan Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zokre Kidushata Yud Gimolamed Pei Zayim Ku Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Yodea, Talumot, Shintufad, Tadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We now will separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation. And we will utilize the 13 attributes of mercy for this purpose. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayin, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notze Chesed L'alafim, Nasea on wafesha, the Kata'a Vinake. We're now going to connect to the energy of the year 5778, which is the energy of bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. And we will start by studying 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6, after we say L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkin Te Bidhilu Urhimu Hilu Hilu Urhimu Le'afda L'Shem Yehud He Bavad He V'Yehudah Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasot Torah Mitzvah Vayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu konaneh aleinu maasei yadeinu konanehu. Vayishkav am
Did we get disconnected?
I think he did. I think he just got connected.
Okay. He's been coming back pretty quickly.
Okay. He probably didn't notice.
I don't think he realizes, because by now he'd be back.
Unless he has a hard time trying to get back on, huh?
I'm going to go ahead and text him, and I'll come back.
The second verse that we're studying for the year 5778 is Psalm chapter 32, verse 5. Katati odiacha. V'yavoni lo kisiti amarti ode ale pesha ladonai lewahe v'yata nasata avon chatati sela. The year 5777 also has two verses. The first of those verses that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52, and the energy of the year is the energy of the goat, the year of the goat. So tzaduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letter of these words, we get Tzatzki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we get the final letter of these words, we get Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to the year 5777 is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Ki in ba Adonai Yoheiwai Elohechem tadibaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776 has the energy of the pause, known as the year of the pause. There are two verses in this that connect to this energy as well. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayulimat velo yachlu lehashit et kol haolot vayehaskum achechem halevim. Ad kilo tam lacha viad yitka chu hakohanim ki halivim yishre levav lehitkadesh me hakohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letter of these words, we can permute them into 8 names of God. Adonai Yohewahe, Lalahe, Wawawa, Yohayo, Walame, Hey, 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 Aka, Rekaha. The second verse that connects to the energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bihu ba Adonai Yohewahe. Ade ad ki biya yo hey Adonai yo hey wahe tur olamim. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing up death forever. There are 3 verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni, lo tarpeni yad bili ruki. Next, we study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavo yiyam, asher yitchabe sham vishavtem elai el nachon. The third is also from Job. It is chapter 20, verse 7 of Job. Kegelo lanetzach yoved ro'av yomru ayov. And the year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy, and that is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti matom leami li Israel undati vashakam tachta vilo yirgaz od vilo yosifu. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God, and we will do this in the month of Kislev in a silent manner. I will mention the name of the row as so that we can all may remain in contact and connected and unified. Row 1. Row 2. Row 3. 4. Row 5. Row 6. Row 7. Row 8. Row 9. And the 72 names from the Sadduqim. Row 1. Row 2. Row 3. Row 4. Row 5. Row 6. Row 7. Row 8. Row 9. There are certain names that connect to the energy of the year 5778, the current year that we are in. They are name number 30 in both charts, name number 13 and 14 in the 72 names of God chart. The Sadduqim who left this day, which is the 13th day of Kislev, Rabbi Rachamim Mazuz of Yerba, Ravina Bere de Rav Huna, Rabbi Yisrael Taub of Motzitz, is also known as the Divrei Yisrael. The words of Israel would be the translation of that title of the book he wrote. Rabbi Yisrael Friedman, then Rabbi David Moshe, Rabbi Shalom Hadaya of Aram Sova, and the eighth verse of the Anah B'Koach we say in a whisper. Today's class is a Zohar on the Parasha of Vayishlach. If you go to the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, section number 1, there are two parts. Last year we did the first part, and this year we will do the second part, section 1a. And that starts at Pasuk 11. Rabbi Yitzhak Amar Begin Lishavka Le'ayim Ha'u Mimana De'esav Givir Shutai La'ahawa Ate Ve'ilena Zle'le Me'mar Shirata De'mata Zimayhu Lishabacha Leya dehutucha barichu behaiyo shata ulvatar achadaru ahidiktiv katonti mikol hachasadim umikol haemet asher asita et avdecha Wigomer viata chayiti Lishne mechanot machane shekinta Vekol beteya Lishne machanot la dahawa shalim Mikol sitrin mitrin Kulakin Tavar Vesumach. the translation. Rabbi Yitzhak said, therefore, the angels left him alone with the officer appointed for Esau, who arrived with heavenly approval. At just that time, the others left to sing before the Holy One, blessed be he, as was required at that precise moment. Later, they returned to him. This is the meaning of the verse, I am unworthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth, and now I have become two camps. The camp of the Shekhinah and his own household, however, consists of one camp, as it is written. This is Elohim's camp. Therefore, why is it written two camps? And it is to teach that he was perfect in both aspects, from the white and the red, denoting chasadim and chachmah, from right and left. Hence, he says, two camps. My commentary. If you are familiar with the verses in the Tanakh, then this pasuk is clear as it is written. But this is an unwritten commentary to ask a question. If the colors are white and red, white would represent right column and red left column. In what way does chasadim and chachma stem from the left and right columns? Aren't they both right column energies? Pasuk 12. Rabbi Elazar Amar Ha Itmar Hahu Lelia Shul Tanuta Deceit Rabbi Esav Hawa Behaio Shata Behakiti Yehi Meorot Kaser Ugin Kach Bayivatar Yaakov Levado Leishta Ar Yaakov Behu Shemaya Shimsha Ilchodo Veit Kasya Sehara Min Shemasha Beafal Gavdinati Ru Tekucha Barifu Laita Rebbe Mineya Kupiko Deko Viadlo Yakulo Dikti Viar Kilo Ikolo. The translation. Rabbi Elazar said, we have learned night was under the control of Esau, meaning the left side without the right. At that time it is written, let there be light. The Hebrew word was me'arot. Written without the letter vav, being Wednesday evening, which could not give light without chasadim. For this reason, Jacob remained alone. As Jacob, representing the sun, denoting Zeranpin, remained alone without the nukva, as the moon. The nukva was concealed from the sun, namely Zeranpin, called Jacob. Yet the Holy One, blessed be he, continued to guard Jacob enough so that Esau's officer could not overcome him. As it is written, he saw that he did not prevail against him. My commentary. As a child, there was no indication that Hashem protected Jacob. The fight or wrestling match was fair. Here the Zohar implies that Hashem protected Jacob. I think the translation is not correct. This is my opinion, but I'm not sure. Pasuk 13. Istaka lamina v'chama v'Abraham Istaka lishmala V'chama l'Yitzhak יסתכל בגופה, וכמה להתקלל, מסיתרא דא ויתקלל, מסיתרא דא כדין, ויגע וכך ירקו, וחד עמודה תסמין, לגופה דהו לברמין גופה. The translation. He explained why he could not prevail against him. The angel looked to the right and saw Jacob, and saw Abraham, the perfection of the right column. He looked to the left of Jacob and saw Isaac, the perfection of the left column. He looked at the body of Jacob and saw it was comprised of both parts, of both right and left sides, being the perfection of the central column. Since the other side can have no hold on perfection, only on imperfection, he could not overcome him. Then he touched the hollow of his thigh, the one pillar nearest to the body, but somewhat removed from it. Thus it possesses an aspect of imperfection, and the angel seized it, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was put out of joint. My commentary. The hollow of his thigh is the sciatic nerve, which runs down the spine and through the legs. This is the job. This is its job, and it was created for that purpose. So why is it imperfect? Because it is not all within one place, the body. The aspect of being outside the body creates a small aspect of imperfection. What else in our world is slightly imperfect and yet serves its purpose? Understand this well. And I will answer that question. In the temple, the foundation stone, the Eben Shtia, was known to be imperfect. The sages did not want to use that stone because it was imperfect. And when they came down to not having enough stones except for this one, they decided to use it, and then it was used as the foundation stone. It is imperfect, and yet it serves its purpose. That's just one example. I'm sure you'll think of others. Pasuk 14. Ugin kachona malach Hashem David lireav v'cheltem akef le'ab kol sitro. Begin l'shazava, le'ya v'chad shira, shekin tav v'giyo gi, v'gaveya, kamach elin, umash rilyan, ato b'chadeya, umeinun malakin shir shidar, Begabe al desav. The translation. For this reason it is written, the angel of Hashem encamps around about those who fear him, and he delivers them. He encircled him on all sides in order to save him. In order to save him from the officer of Esav. And when the Shekhinah resided with him, numerous camps of angels accompanied him. From these angels, Jacob sent some to Esav. My commentary. The verse is clear as written. Once Jacob rescued himself from putting himself in harm's way, the Shekhinah circled about Jacob, and then Jacob is able to order these angels to do his bidding. This is the role of man and the role of the angels. This is not the typical understanding of the Western world and the Western religions other than Judaism. Pasuk 15. Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Amartia V'ki Amai Itarihu V'gabe Avdi Esav V'tav Hawaleya V'ishtu Kiminea Ela Amar Yaakov Yedana Desav Chayish Leyalikara Tiapa Ulealam Larges Kamea Behayadana Ho Ilviava Kaim Lamisita Fena Minea Alval Ashta di Abba Kaim Baina Leit Payes Imea Miyada Yishlach Yaakov Malakim Lefanav. The translation: and Jacob sent messengers. Rabbi Abba asks, what motivated Jacob to send messengers to Esau? Would it not have been better to refrain from sending any to him? And he answers, Jacob said, I know what Esau reveres, the father's honor, and has never troubled him. As long as I know that my father is alive, so I do not fear Esau. So as long as my father is alive, I wish to appease him. Thus he immediately hastened, and Jacob sent messengers before him. My commentary. This is Jacob's consciousness. Appease Esau as long as Isaac is living. Then after Isaac has passed, then Esau will remember Jacob as serving him. Pasuk 16. Vayishlach Yaakov Malakim Rabbi Shimon Patach V'amar Tov Mikla V'ava Aeved Lo Mimit Chabed V'chasar Lechem Hekira Al Yitzra Harait Bar Begin the Ihu Mechat Regea Tadir Legabe Benena Shah The Etzer Hara Ihu Arim Libea Urautea Devarnash Legavata Viazel Avatreya Masal Sail Sha'areya Ubreshea Adihu Itkae Aleya Umashik Leya Legab Gehinom. The translation: and Jacob sent messengers. Rabbi Shimon began the discussion with the verse, better is one lightly esteemed who owns a servant than one who pranks himself but lacks bread. This verse refers to the evil inclination who constantly accuses man. The evil inclination causes man to become haughty and proud, encouraging man to curl his hair until the evil inclination towers over him and drags him off to Gehinnom. Always remember what is said in this verse. Ego separates one from Hashem. Pasuk 17. Aval tov miklahu dilazel avatreya tietzer hara vila itkae kilal umayich ruheya vilibeya uruteya vaga beku chabarihu Uten hahu yetzer hara mitchapech le'eved lo dila yakil v'shalcha elav v'hahu barnash shalita lo kimadi atamar v'ata tim shalbo. The translation, better is one lightly esteemed, means one who does not follow the evil inclination and does not act haughtily, but humbles his spirit, heart, and will before the Holy One, blessed be He. Then the evil inclination becomes the servant, as it cannot control him. On the contrary, the person controls it, as it is written, yet you may rule over him. My commentary, this verse is clear as written. Pasuk 18. Mamit kabed kimadi amaran dehu okir garmeya misisal sel bishareya itkae beruheya Behu chasar lechem chasar mehem nuta keda lachem elohav legomer lechem alohei elohechem chem mikre mikrivim legomer. The translation, that one who pranks himself is as we said, that he puts on airs, curls his hair, and acts haughtily, but lacks bread. This means a lack of faith, as it is written, to offer the bread of his Elohim, and the bread of their Elohim they do offer. Bread is the Shekhinah in both verses. Faith is the Shekhinah, so lacking bread means lacking faith. My commentary. Actually, the one who pranks himself has a great amount of faith in the wrong idol. He has faith in his abilities as a human being, and that is never the sole source of accomplishing anything, let alone everything. Pasuk 19. Devar acher tov nikla da Yaakov demeayich ruheya legabeya deesa begin diltvatar lehevei aved lo vishlot alo veit kayem Mitkaped, Yehaved, Lo Hahu, Dehihu Chasir, Aser Lechem, Yehavda Lehahu, Deyahevu Leyarov, Dagan the Tirosh. The translation. Another interpretation of better is one highly, lightly esteemed, is that it refers to Jacob, who humbled himself before Esau, so that Esau should later become his servant by controlling him. He fulfilled the meaning of the verse, "Let people serve you, and nations bow down to you." It was not yet time for Jacob to rule over Esau. Jacob left this to happen at a later time, for he was lowly then. Later, however, the one who pranks himself will become his servant, and then he will lack bread. This refers to Esau, who will become Jacob's servant, who wants giving plenty of corn and wine. My commentary. The Hebrew word for corn also means breaking. We read the verse with this in mind. Put the breaking in the future tense, and that is related to many prophecies. Pasuk 20. Kachatze alda begin diada Yaakov. Teisterich Leia Ashta itrapach Leia nikla viotar Beachma viachbu Avad beda mikoma diave Begabe diesav dihlu Hawayada esav chachma Daif til leya, the garmeya, the layete, the daval kolavad, the hachmeta viala, amra, yefina, Hashem yachanutu, miribu, Vain the Gomer, Vaiten as Yamalku, the Gomer. The translation? Come and see. Jacob knew that he needed him now. Therefore, he appeared as if he was lightly esteemed. By doing so, he showed more wisdom and guide. He would have killed himself rather than coming to this. However, Jacob did all this with wisdom, and about him, Hama said, the adversaries of Hashem shall be broken in pieces, and he shall give strength to his king. My commentary. The verse is clear, and this is why the Zohar cannot find itself being used in the nations of the West. In my opinion, a true descendant of Esau will never be able to accept this pasuk as written, since it tells about how Esau in the Western world will be broken by Hashem and the Mashiach. That's the end of the section. Does anybody have any questions? We're finished with the section. Does anyone have any questions? I've unmuted your phone, so you can just start speaking.
Hmm.
Saturday evening, mostly Shabbat. Yes.
What is meant by the Western world?
I'm going to ask you a question in return. What do you think it means?
Anything outside of Israel?
No. The Western world follows group culture. There are many countries, many, many peoples, many aspects that are not Western. What is the basic element of Greek culture is logic, science, scientific method, and all of that. That's the Western world. That's what we all grew up with. That's the culture of the United States. It's capitalism. It's not communism. It's not socialism. Is communism and socialism part of the Western world?
No.
Is it part of the Greek culture? The answer is no.
So it's based on the culture, not...
Say again?
So it's based on the culture of the Western world.
Yes.
Isn't this also referring to the Book of Obadiah? I think it might even be the Haftorah.
The Haftorah and Shlach. I agree. I understand. But do you see Obadiah as referring to the Western world?
Well, what I meant was having to do with Esau and being broken.
Obadiah prophesies that the Western world, the culture of the Western world, will find that it will self-destruct. It will find that it will be defeated by the culture of Israel. That's what Obadiah's prophecy is. And that God will wreck havoc on the Western world. As a punishment for the way they treated the children of Israel. And the Kabbalah teaches, not all of the Kabbalah, but many people in the Kabbalah teach that we need to pray for their forgiveness. Because we're the ones who caused them to create and treat us badly. Go ahead, Martha.
Some countries were communist and socialist. And they failed. Their regimes have fallen. So I'm trying.
I'm asking you, did they? That is the general consensus that America won the conflict between America and Russia. So capitalism prevailed over communism. But I'm asking you to look at it now, 27 years later, from 1990 when the Berlin Wall fell, or 89, until 2017. Who's in ascendance? Does Russia appear to be in ascendance? Is China in ascendance? The United States is in ascendance? Is the world a different place than it was 27 years ago?
Yeah.
You cannot judge history in short-term patterns.
Just how about Cuba? You know, there's Cuba.
What about Rabbi Akiva?
Well, it was wasn't it a communist country as well?
Yes. But it wasn't called communism. I'm not sure what you mean by Rabbi Akiva, or are you referring to something Akiva
Cuba. Cuba.
The country,
Cuba.
Cuba. Is Cuba a communist country? It's state controlled. It has a thriving economy. They have the best medical care almost in the world, if I'm not mistaken. They export their
Cuba
medical
does?
Care. And their, yeah, Cuba does. Yes. Everyone is 100% covered by the medical system in Cuba, and they have the modern medicines. They have all kinds of levels. It's highly rated. If you listen to any of the speeches by Hillary's opponent in the Democratic Party, he constantly praised Cuba for their medical proficiency.
But they also are spies. They spied on everybody. I'm sorry to say that, but
no, I didn't hear what you said. They have what?
What I'm going to say maybe doesn't have to do much with with the how good is the medicine in Cuba, but it's also it's very politicized or political. They serve the regime, and they are like kind of a spies, and they spy on people. When they say that they're not agree with the regime and all that, so
I didn't say that Cuba is perfect, and I'm not promoting Cuba as a society or as a method of approaching things.
Right.
I'm asking you to look at the world through different views than you do now. I'm asking you to recognize where your culture, the Western world culture, has influenced your perception of truth. That's what I'm asking you to do. History says that the military victor eventually loses to the culture of the vanquished. And it happens over and over throughout history. The military victor takes over, but the culture of the vanquished eventually prevails and takes over the culture that defeated them. A perfect example is Christianity. Romans were the victor, but the religion of Rome changed from the gods to one god known as the Catholic Church, or the teachings of the Catholic Church. That's just one example. There are many examples throughout history. Now, that doesn't fit with the American culture, and especially the current one that says sin will always prevail.
I don't want to be political, but I believe that every regime has its purpose And, you know, in the beginning, everything was like a perfect thing, you know, nice and everything. But then corruption, the evil inclination of man, corrupts everything and changes everything.
That's true. Rabbi Ashlag, in one of his essays, writes that communism was absolutely perfect. That the whole idea of communism and Russia had all these natural resources, and they had all the techniques. And the teaching is each person gives to the society what he is capable of, and he takes from the society what he needs. That's the premise of communism. Not the way communism is practiced, but that's the premise of it. And he said the only thing wrong with what Russia had was that they left God out of the equation. And so what people would look around and say, I see my friend taking more than I'm taking, but working less hard. So I'll work less hard and take more also. And eventually that self-destructed in the 1990s. But is it being resurrected? Does it have a strong man in Putin? I'm not going into politics either. I'm not promoting the politics of Russia. I'm asking you to recognize where your Western society, the Western culture, has influenced you to judge and perceive and discern things that we think are true, but they're not. That we have to recognize where our society impacts us. This is part of the teachings of Kabbalah. And this is part of the teachings of Vayishlach. He sent messengers. Any other questions?
Okay. Question, yes. What did he send messengers? What was the purpose of that?
We read last year in this early part of this section, and in this section we read it again, or in a different way. He sent messengers because Jacob had the perception, he had the knowledge that he knew Esau, and that Esau would never harm him as long as Isaac was alive, because he respected his father too much. And he could never accept that his father would judge him negatively, and he knew he would judge him negatively if he killed Jacob. So Jacob had the idea that if he sends messengers, that he needs to defeat Esau now, and he was going to defeat him with subtlety. And that's why he split his camps into two different camps. So if one was destroyed, the other one would prevail. And that's why he prayed what he prayed. But he sent messengers to announce to Esau that he had returned and he had defeated Laban, who everyone in the world knew was the highest, the greatest sorcerer in the world. So if Jacob was able to defeat Laban, Esau should be afraid of him and not try and hurt him. But Esau was coming to get him. The messengers returned and said, Esau is coming with 400 men. And Jacob knew that 400 is a number recognized or connecting to the 400 levels of negativity.
400 levels of what?
Negativity.
Oh.
Any other questions? So on Saturday, Motzei Shabbat, 6 p.m. West Coast time, we will do Abdallah together as a community. And at 7 o'clock, we will read a Zohar section from the Parasha of Vayeshev. Shalom to all. Have a beautiful
shalom.
Shabbat.
Shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shalom.